Hello, I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy and welcome to this Commonwealth Connections podcast from BBC Radio 3. We're counting down the weeks to the Commonwealth Games with a specially recorded feature on the music and culture of each Commonwealth country. For more information about our podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
My name is David Aberdeen. I'm an academic, a professor at the University of Warwick. I'm also a writer, a novelist and poet. But for the last 3 years, I've been in Beijing as Guyana's ambassador to China. I have chosen a calypso from Guyana by Dave Martins, and his group is called the Trade Winds. And the particular calypso is called Not a Blade of Grass.
We are a peaceful people, struggling we struggle, and we don't look for trouble, just ask around. But when outside faces, from foreign places...
Calypso is like a medieval ballad, and the calypsonian is like a troubadour, voicing social and political issues of the day. And this calypso on the surface is about the independence of Guyana and a resistance to a particular border dispute we had with Venezuela. So this song was about not giving up a single blade of grass. But in fact, at depth, it really is a song sung for Britain, because it's about our independence. It's about our centuries of resistance and collisions that we had with Britain before we could become independent in 1966.
Our fathers came here, and they lived and died here, and we are moving from here, make no mistake, though we ain't giving up no mountain.
And it's about how, as an independent people, we have to start valuing our landscape, our local habits, our local speech, so that all that shame that we had as a colonized people, as a people who were descendants of slaves and coolie labor, we have to purge ourselves of and really recover our self-esteem and self-confidence, and to create out of that sense of freedom something positive. When this song addresses Britain at depth, it really is the empire singing back. And it's saying, look, we are now independent, we will never go back, and we will create new and creative links with Britain, whether it's in the cricket field, we'll keep beating England whenever we can, but not out of malice. And the English language we will claim for ourselves is also our language, and the Anglican hymns that we sing on a Sunday in the church are also our hymns. So we're really saying we are now a free people, and with that freedom comes the obligation to revalue ourselves.
Not a blade of grass, not one golden apple, not one jamon, not a drop of water from the former room, not one sherriga, not one mommy, not one guinea.
You've been listening to BBC Radio 3's Commonwealth Connections podcast, originally broadcast on World on 3. If you enjoyed it, visit the BBC Radio 3 Facebook page or follow BBC Radio 3 on Twitter. Use the hashtag R3Commonwealth and get involved in the conversation. Also worth checking out the photographs and film clips on our Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to World on 3.